Welcome back. We're speaking with John Kaiser. John, Endurance Gold published assays last week for its Reliance Gold project, and the stock dropped. What was that all about?
That, Jim, was very frustrating. They reported assays for the first five of 35 new RC holes that they drilled this year into the sort of Royal Treasure Shear Corridor, several kilometers long on the Reliance project in southwestern British Columbia. It's a gold play. And the results were from zones in the northern part that haven't seen any work. One was the Diplomat zone, which is immediately north of the Imperial zone where Charlie Boitard drilled a lot of holes back in the prior few decades chasing this high-grade, steeply dipping structure. They now know that it's a much more complex scenario within this corridor. Robert Boyd, the CEO, believes it's got a rital-type structure of these type of relay veins or structures that come with a shear, and that it has multiple phases of fluid pumping through it, and some of these zones have been very much sulfidized, and they found that the arsenic and to some degree the antimony, but mainly arsenic, is very strongly correlated with gold grade. So these numbers that they published, for example, 4.6 meters of 16 gram gold for one hole in the Diplomat zone, these are very good numbers, and they correlate with the high arsenic values. And they've published a list of all the holes that they've drilled and the intervals and the readings for arsenic. And so we're facing, you know, most of the upcoming remaining 28 or so holes are going to deliver really interesting gold grades, showing that from up in the Eagle Zone and everywhere along this corridor, this system is rich with gold mineralization. So why somebody chose last week to start dumping a lot of stock, and this came through a brokerage firm. They did not hide from anonymous. They just sold into the market, knocked it down. Was it somebody with a margin call who was liquidating? They maybe bought too much Bitcoin, and when that got whacked, they had to sell out all their other stuff. That selling pressure seems to have disappeared, but it was a bit unnerving to see a seller come into the market just when things are looking good and the stock's ready to go to the next level. They have stopped RC drilling. The next stage is core drilling. They know that they need to chase these shallow dipping zones in the Eagle area, at least the down dip with core holes. Right now, they're waiting to start the core drilling while they complete an IP survey. They believe that these sulfidized zones will become easier to see within this corridor with the help of an IP survey. They'll tie this in with a LIDAR survey, which measures the topography, because this is a fairly steep, steep area. And then they'll use that as a basis to set up a drilling campaign. And once they start core drilling, well, this is what the market wants to see, because the RC can only go, you know, maybe 100 meters deep. It's not going to be testing a very large tonnage footprint. The market wants to see that this corridor of several kilometers, 300 meters wide, has multiple zones that are parallel. And this is where the one hole from the Treasure Zone that was reported on Thursday was very important. And it wasn't a huge hole. It was 6 meters of only 1.6 gram, but it was in the eastern side of that 300-meter corridor, so east of Diplomat, and it showed that there's also these parallel zones very close to the Treasure Shear, which is the bounding structure to the east of this whole play. So the project's looking great. The stock should not have sold off. Not sure yet why there was this selling pressure, but it was an opportunity for those who understand the long game, that this play will, they can drill this year-round once they get going. And I think we will see this stock gain traction as soon as they announce, yes, we are back in the field, we are core drilling, and as we get the parade of additional results, it'll really show people that this is a very exciting medium to high grade gold play, very close to Vancouver, and one that can be worked all year once the money is there to support such drilling activity.